Okay, I think we'll get started. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Avi Sagiv. I'm a program manager in the Windows Defender ATP product group. Here with me, we have Omri Haviv, who's an engineer in our product group, and today we will deliver one of two Windows Defender ATP sessions. This session will focus on onboarding mainly, and we have another session tomorrow morning that will focus on the power of Windows Defender ATP, the detection, the investigation in great detail. So I encourage you to put that second session on your calendar as well. So with that said, today's session walks you through an end-to-end journey from a service that, from buying, the buying experience, what do you need to buy in order to get started, all the way to have a live running service with Windows Defender ATP. What we will do today, I will start a little bit by giving you background about Windows Defender ATP, in case you don't know, in a nutshell. Then we'll go into the experience, the different phases that you need to do, the buy, the provision, the onboard, and then deploying it across your endpoints with the various Microsoft management solution that we have. Omri will do a demo for that. Then we will finish with some information about how to trial this in case you want to get started, and give you some nuggets once the service is alive with the integration capability that we have with the product. So, Windows Defender ATP. Windows Defender ATP is a new service that comes built into Windows 10, the anniversary release, the anniversary update, and onward. This is a new service, I would say the best service, that allows you to detect, investigate, and respond to advanced attacks on your network. This is a new service that assumes breach and is there to allow you to detect those advanced attacks. As we said, we have four different pillars that the product has. One is it comes already built in. The sensors is already built in. They are optimized to provide you with the best performance, lower cost of ownership. So that's one thing. The second thing, we have that the client sends this information to the cloud. So the service has behavior-based, cloud-based detection capability. In the cloud, as the sensors are continuously sending cyber data up to the cloud, we have an ever-growing dictionary of actors, of attackers, of adversaries, of known and unknown. We are using machine learnings and behavior analytics to understand from the data that is being sent to the cloud what is happening on your network, whether you're exposed, and I'll show you a little bit, I'll give you a little bit color about that. The third pillar, so we talked built-in client, detection power in the cloud. The third piece is rich investigation capabilities. So the client is sending information to the cloud. We keep a rich timeline of the events that happened, up to 3 months of everything that was running on the client is recorded in the cloud for you to investigate. Once something has happened, you can go back in time using our rich timeline. In addition, we have incident graph to give you a scope of breach. So really powerful capabilities. Again, give you a little bit of that in today's session. Tomorrow's session, we will go really, really deep into that. And the third piece is unique threat intelligence. And you have to remember that as all these signals are being sent to the cloud, we are part of this security intelligence graph that Microsoft is maintaining. We have billions of signals in the clouds that are sitting. We have threat intelligence that is coming from our own hunter groups. We have threat intelligence that is coming from third-party partners. And this week, we've announced that FireEye EyeSight threat intelligence actor base is already part of our dictionary of known actors in this product. Plus, we have signals that are coming from other security products as part of the security intelligence graph. We're integrating with ATA today, and we are integrated with Office 365. Again, we will show you the power of this integration in tomorrow's section in detection. So now, let's go into the journey. What are the things that you need to do in order to get going with this unique service? There are four things you need to think about. There is the buying, There is the provisioning of this. How do I get started? There is the onboarding experience. And then there is some deployment capability, very simple, across your org. What are the things that you need to do? So starting with buying, after standing in the booth and, again, talking about it with customers, everybody's asking, so what do I need to do? What license do I need to get, E3, E5? So Windows Defender ATP is part of the Windows E5 SKU, or it's part of the Uber E5 SKU of Secure and Productive E5. So if you have, if you want to try this or you want to buy it, the one thing that I want you to remember, it's part of the Windows E5 licensing package. So pretty straightforward. Now, as we think about provisioning, there are two steps that you need to do. Again, this is a service available online. So what you need to do is you need to do to provide your Azure, you create or connect your existing Azure Active Directory into the service. Again, once you finish the buying process, you will get a welcome email. And the welcome email will basically say, OK, sign up with your existing Azure Active Directory, or we'll redirect you to create a new Azure Active Directory in the cloud. Once you do that, you will get a second email. So two emails are as part of this process, a second email to get started. The getting started email will basically require you to use your username and password and sign in to Windows Security Center. So when we talk about Windows Defender ATP, there are two important components. There is the sensor that sits in the cloud, and Omri will show you how we activate it. It's called Sense. And then there is a portal to see all these activity, all these alerts, and gives you powerful investigation capability. And this portal is called Windows Security Center. So the second email is all about connecting you to Windows Security Center, and then we'll go to the phase 3 and phase 4 of the process, the onboard and deploying. And with that, I'll turn the mic to Omri to walk you through the process.
Yeah. So hi, everyone. Let's just share the screen. So now I'm going to show you a three-part demo. The first part will be the onboarding process in our web portal. So for the first time that you log in, after you've gone through the process that Avi mentioned, the provisioning process, and once you got your credentials, you'll log into the portal and you'll see just for the first time the onboarding process. So I'll show it to you now. So this is the screen that you'll see the first time you log in. This is the onboarding process. The second part that I'll talk to you about is onboarding your endpoint machines using SCCM, latest version 1606 or above. And the third part will be onboarding your machines using MDM tools, any MDM tool you want. I'll show it through Microsoft Intune, but it will be applicable to any MDM solution. So let's start by looking at the onboarding process in our portal. So this is a five-step process. It's mainly for us to get your preferences on the things you want and how you want us to keep your data. The process should take between 10 and 20 minutes. We've shortened it a little bit for this demo. Let's go ahead and take a look. So let's click Next. So here we should choose the geo-region. The geo-region you can choose between US and Europe. It's mainly for compliance needs. So you can choose where your data will reside. An important note here is once you choose and once you finish the onboarding process, you won't be able to change it. So choose carefully. This is the data retention policy. Choose whatever you like. You can choose the maximum amount or whatever other policy you want. Organization size. So this is mainly for us to know how to optimize creating your databases at our backend. So again, try to approximately tell us what's your organization size and what's its size now, like not what it will be in a few months, as some people do. And here you should choose your industry. And this is for future purposes. If we'll encounter like any industry-specific attack or alert, we'll be able to target it directly at your organization and further look for it. So again, try as accurately and describe your industry. I'll choose education as I'm educating. Okay, and here it will ask you like if you want to continue or go back. So now you should consider if you want to change. The two things that you cannot change is your geo-region or the size of your company. So again, if you want to change it, now's the time. I'm pretty satisfied with my choice.
So Omri, what is happening right now behind the scenes here?
Yeah, so now we're taking the preferences you made, and we're doing what's called the tenant provisioning process. Basically, we're creating the databases in our backend, as I mentioned, optimizing it according to your preferences. So it should take a few minutes. We cheated a little bit and made it shorter. And now we've reached the last page of the onboarding process. This is where you can download your endpoint management, your endpoint packages for onboarding. So an important note here is to remember to click finish, because a lot of people forget. And don't worry about downloading the onboarding packages. You will be able to do it afterwards. Let's just see it now. We will see it in a second, if the Wi-Fi gods are with us.
Or the demo gods are with us, yeah.
Yeah, OK. So this is the page that you'll see from now on. Well, whenever I log into the portal from now on, this is the page I'll see. Actually, it will start in the dashboard, OK? But now we're interested in endpoint management, so let's go there. As you can see, it's the same page we've seen before. Here you have all the choices for all your like distribution tools, whatever you want. So let's just go through one by one. So if you're using Group Policy as your distribution tool, you can use it, download it, and distribute it any way you want. SCCM version 1606, I'll show it in a few minutes, as I mentioned. Earlier version of SCCM, you can do it as well. You can just download the script and distribute it. You can use classic package or, again, any way you want and distribute it. MDM, Mobile Device Management, and Microsoft Intune. So again, I'm going to show it in a few minutes, and we'll see. It is applicable to any third-party MDM solution. And local script is mainly for when you want to pick a handful of machines and go by yourself and run it on the machine, see how it goes. The script is a little bit more descriptive, more verbose. So you will be able to see the process in your own eyes. So if you want to try it out first, you can use the local script. So let's go ahead and start with SCCM version 1606. Let's download the package. Obviously. Okay, sorry, just a second. Let's try Intune first. Okay. Come on.
So while we're trying the, so basically the way that you do it is you click on the package that you need to do and download it. Do we have, let's try.
Let's save it to a different path, maybe.
Yeah.
Desktop would be nice. Oh, great, it finished. Okay, so it doesn't like sitting in the downloads folder. So what I'll do now, I'll extract it. I'll copy its contents. It's a zip file, as you can see. And what I want to do after extracting it, I want to copy it to my domain controller, where my SCCM console resides. So let's just copy it there. I'll share with you my domain controller. So this is my domain controller. I'm copying my onboarding file here. And now let's open the Configuration Manager console. So two things you need to check before continuing and creating the policy that you want to deploy. First, check the version. So let's see, we're actually on version 1606 or above in future versions. The second thing you want to make sure is that the feature is turned on, because we come built in into SCCM. So let's go ahead to administration, cloud services, updates and servicing, features. Here you can see the Windows Defender ATP. And if it's not turned on, just use turn on and turn it on. So now we're good to go. We can create a policy. Okay, so we're going to assets and compliance, endpoint protection. And you can see that Windows Defender is already built in here, Windows Defender ATP. We worked with SCCM guys to create it, so it's only from this version and above. So I'm clicking Create Windows Defender ATP Policy. Now I can name it any way I want. And now I want you to notice that you can choose between onboarding and offboarding. Offboarding, you will be able to download that package the same way we downloaded the onboarding package. It's on the same page on the bottom of it. Offboarding is for when you want a machine to stop reporting and stop showing up in the web portal. For example, if you want to format it or if you want it to leave your organization, so that's the way to go. But now we're going to see the onboarding process. So now we should import the file that we copied into the domain controller, so let's do that. And when I do it, SCCM actually validates the file. It checks that it's not corrupted or tampered with. If it is, it will raise an alert, but as you can see, it didn't raise any alert, so the file is valid, so we can continue. Here we highly recommend that you choose all file types, meaning that your machines will be able to share with us any kind of samples that we find malicious. If we don't already have them. And then we can further deep analyze them and show you more results and more information about that file. So again, it will highly enhance your experience and we recommend it. So let's finish creating the onboarding policy. As you can see, it's pretty straightforward. And now all that's left is to deploy it. So I've created in advance the device collection. The Ignite demo collection. As you can see, I have one machine in this collection. And that's pretty much it. So let's go now to the device that I just deployed to and take a look at it. So this is the machine I added the policy to, that I deployed the policy to. And if I want to check the onboarding status, all I need to do is open a command line and run this command, scquery-sense. Sense is the name of our built-in agent, our sensor that comes built-in starting from the anniversary update. As you can see now, it's stopped, meaning that this machine still hasn't fetched the policy, the SCCM policy yet. So let's cheat a little and help her get the policy. Yeah, so as you can see, we can see the policy that I just configured. Let's evaluate it. And we can see it's compliant, so let's just check again. And we can see that the service is running, meaning that this machine onboarded successfully. Obviously, when you do it in a big organization, it will take a few minutes up to a few hours for the machine to fetch the policy. But here we shortened the process. Another thing I wanted to mention, that if you don't want to go and check each and every machine, you can have like an overview in your SCCM console. That's another integration we've made with them. So let's go back to my domain controller. And if I go to monitoring, security, and press Windows Defender ATP status, I will be able to see the status of the machines in my domain. So you can see there are four different monitoring states. It's either healthy, meaning the machine is onboarded and reports successfully. Inactive, the machine for some reason has gone inactive. Agent stopped, meaning that the machine is running, but our agent is stopped, as we previously saw. And not onboarded, meaning it's not onboarded yet, and we should wait for the policy to arrive. So that's it about SCCM. And now let's take a look at Intune. So again, we're using Intune as an example to how you can use MDM tools. So now we're looking at the Intune portal. And I have my machine already here, and I also in advance I created a group that I can deploy to. Now let's take a look at policies. So here we should create a new configuration policy. And actually, I created one in advance, so let's take a look at it. Okay, so again, you can give it any name you like. And then you need to create two OMA URIs settings. And if you guys are familiar with MDM tools, then OMA URIs is your way to go. So we created two OMA URI settings. The first one is onboarding. It's vital for you to create it in order for your machines to onboard. So I called it onboarding. You can call it any way you want. Its data type should be string. And the OMA URI itself, you need to copy it from the tutorial. We have an MDM tutorial. You can see it in the portal when you're downloading the package. You will be able to get the link there. And you need to copy this OMA URI. And now you need, for the value, the onboarding file that we downloaded previously. So let's go there. Just a second. It's on my desktop. And now you should edit the file. OK, so I'm editing the file. This is its contents. I'm copying it. And this should be the value of the OMA URI setting. OK. And another setting I added, this one is not required. But if you want to know the service status on the machine that you're deploying to, you can edit it. I called it services running. Again, you can copy the OMA URI path from our tutorial. The data type should be Boolean, and the value should be true, meaning that if the value is true on the machine, it will seem compliant in the Intune portal, and you will be able to know that the machine is onboarded successfully. So let's click Finish, Save Policy, and now it will ask if you want to deploy. So of course we want. And let's deploy it. So let's find the group I created before. And again, let's deploy it. And now we're basically done with the Intune portal. Let's go again to the machine and see how it goes there. Obviously.
So basically, while we're reconnecting, because there is a connectivity issue right now with the remote endpoints, you have to remember, Omri's showing you all these connectivities. You need all this information is available on TechNet in terms
right,
of
Right, yeah, details. And you can get the tutorials from the onboarding process itself that I've shown you. And from the portal, you will be able always to get the TechNet links. So again, this is the machine that is connected to my MDM server, which is Microsoft Intune. I already opened the command line. And again, I want to check my service status. So let's do that. It's currently stopped. So again, let's cheat a little. Don't tell anyone. So I'm syncing it with my MDM server. And another note, a few minutes after you've seen that the machine is onboarded successfully, meaning the service is running now, you will be able to see it in your web portal. So it's a matter of minutes. And if we're lucky, we will be able to see it now. OK, so the sync was successful. Let's just make sure. With Intune, it could take several minutes after sync. But no, the machine is running now. So both machines should appear in the portal in a matter of minutes. Let's check if we're lucky. Well, let's just give it a few minutes more, and
we'll wait for them mm-hmm. to show in the portal, can you go back on this? So we talked about everything being available on TechNet. Again, obviously, you can do a search for this information. But these hyperlinks are super powerful. They will take you exactly into the detailed information that Omri showed you. So again, all the information that you need, the packages that you need to download, the web pages that you need to go to, all is packaged for you in this onboarding, this management tab that we have in the Windows Security Center.
And the links below will change according to your choice, as you can see. So again, if you're choosing MDM and you want to find the OMA URIs that I already typed in, you can just find it here through this link. OK, so we have Ignite Intune, and I'm guessing that in a few minutes we'll see also the Ignite SCCM machine. Let's let it
See awesome. Let it bake a little bit in the oven, and we'll get back to that. So we saw the onboarding piece, how easy it is. We saw the deployment, how simple and integrated it is already with the System Center, with Intune. You can even do a local script to run to connect one machine if you want to do a small setting. So, but things that over time that we looked, working with a lot of customers that we want to mention, a couple of pitfalls that we've been observing that you need to be aware of. Again, all this information is available on TechNet under troubleshooting. So proxy and firewall setting obviously is key thing, making sure that that telemetry can be sent out from the Sense sensor to the cloud is one of those things that we see customers, the relevant ports are being blocked, so then they don't see the machine in the Windows security portal. The second thing is Windows telemetry, UTC, being turned off completely. So if you set UTC to basic or lower setting, that's totally fine. The telemetry from Sense will be sent. But if you aggressively close all UTC, shut down completely, then the client will not transmit the telemetry that we need for the detection capability. Now, we have a back channel for us to let us know if someone is doing it aggressively. So if you've set up this this endpoint and then for somebody actually try to play with it and close the telemetry channel, we have a back channel that alerts you that this machine was closed, UTC was closed, so pay attention if you did it by design or it was done maliciously. The third piece, again, it's an interesting scenario that we've seen. We've seen customer deploying Ubi across multiple endpoints in their organization, and then they set up their System Center SCCM to actually run the onboarding script right after that. So they said, okay, run Ubi, then run onboarding, then everything will be okay. Wrong. And why is wrong? Because Sense onboarding needs the machine to be active. And with Ubi, as you all know, the once Ubi installation is going down to the machine, there is still a phase to say, hi, the user needs to log in, and then there is the hi, and there are some basic setting for the setup to be completely done. Only then we need the onboarding script to run. So as you're thinking about massive onboarding, make sure that note that the Ubi doing an onboarding right after Ubi is not the right way to go, because we need that user to actually log in and activate and go through that last mile of running, activating Windows 10 anniversary. So that's on that pitfall, and I think that summarizes, from our perspective, the buy, the deploy, all the way from buy to deploy piece. So now I want to invest a little bit of time in terms of, okay, you have Windows Defender ATP running, and now it's another question that we have, okay, how do I integrate it with my SIEM console? I want to be able to see all the alerts that you guys are firing in my SIEM system. So note, yes, we have SIEM integration already in place through REST APIs that we are exposing. You can connect to your SIEM of choice. Currently, we support two SIEMs, and obviously, we're working to grow that pool of SIEMs. Currently, we have Splunk and ArcSight already working. The experience that you need to be aware of once integration is happening is that simply we surface those alerts into your SIEM console. The intention is for then the relevant people to log into Windows Security Center portal and do the investigation on the portal. So we don't send all the information, we just send indication that alerts were happening, so you can then do the deep investigation in Windows Defender ATP. Again, same thing that applies on the onboarding piece. All this information is already available on TechNet for more information. So we launched the service. We have a running service. We decided to integrate it with our SIEM of choice. Yes, no. Now let's talk a little bit about, okay, I want to try it a little bit. What do we have? What's the trial experience that you guys are offering today? So if some of you are already registered to the public preview. That's the today experience that we have. It doesn't mean that we're running a public preview bits. No, it's part of the GA experience, but I wanted to make sure that I clarify what trial experience we have running today and what trial experience we will be having running shortly in the next month or so. So today, open registration. You basically get emails from us that ask you, go ahead and connect a machine to the cloud. We are actually pre-provisioning the tenant for you on Microsoft. It means that it does not, that tenant is not connected to your Azure Active Directory. We are pre-populating into that trial tenant an attack, a demo attack machine, and provide you with the walkthrough guide. Again, the design, the idea behind that experience is to give you a taste of the capability of the product. So we have a demo machine, walkthrough guide, you can click, you can see what's happening. We give you the do-it-yourself attack, but the downside, not connected to your Active Directory, you can't migrate from that trial experience to once you buy the licensing, it's pretty painful. So what's coming, and these are the areas that worth noting. What's coming in the next month or so, we're actually testing it, and I would love to say that come October or early November, it's a different trial experience. The beginning will be the same. You go online, or you talk to your Microsoft rep, you say, I wanna try Windows Defender ATP. If you go the online route, you will basically be asked to provide the profile information. Once approved, you will have to go through as if you bought a license. So there is a commerce page, Active Directory, all the stages that we showed you right now, you will have to go through. So connecting to your Azure Active Directory, and so it's more designed to give you a smoother transition from trial to buy machine. Now, since you're connecting this to the Active Directory, since it's your own tenant at this stage, and it's not the Microsoft tenant that we used to have, we will not pre-populate anything into that tenant, obviously, because this is completely yours for you to do whatever you want with it. So that will be the difference. Pre-provisioned tenant today, next month, we will give you the ability to do everything by yourself. And again, the design is to give you a simpler trial to buy experience. Because today, we have a lot of customers that are already onboarded hundreds of endpoints to their trial tenant. And we believe that there will be some friction from going from that trial to once you have licensing, because they will have to do the process all again. We are now finishing a scenario to actually give you a trial experience that is more streamlined into that. Okay, so trial experience. Let's go now, and I want to give you a little bit information. Walked you through Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection demo. What I'll give you right now, it's a short sneak preview of Windows Defender ATP. I really encourage you to go to the deep dive session, the overview sessions that we have tomorrow. So let's go to the demo machine, demo tenant. Okay, let's go and see.
Yeah. Omri,
we want to make sure that Omri onboarded two machines, and you guys are really seeing that those two machines are on. So Omri, go ahead and show us.
Now I feel good. We can continue.
Okay. So Omri was like, no, I want to show them. So two machines are there. You saw it. Now let's go to our demo tenant. Again, tomorrow, Heike and Michael from our side will walk you through a real attack, deep dive into what's happening. This is the same demo tenant that we have open on our booth right now. I just want to show you a couple of the capabilities that the Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection has. We have, obviously, on the left nav, we have a dashboard. We have a view of alert queue. We have a view of machine view. We have the endpoint management tab that we talked at length in this presentation already. In the dashboard, you have information about the alerts that are happening. You have a queue of the latest alerts. You have section of machines at risk that you can start digging into. And the machine at risk are simply machines that are stacked by alert activity on them. Then you have some health index in terms of machines reporting. So as you are onboarding a lot of machine, it's a good indication of the number of machines that are reporting on a daily basis. We also have an aggregated number of total machine over time that you've onboarded. So these two numbers give you good indication in terms of, I remember that I deployed it to 1,000, now I see only 100, something's wrong here. This bar, the last bar here, the machines with the active malware, is a section that will present anti-malware activity. Obviously, we are integrated with our little brother on Windows Defender side of the house, the AV, so we will present Defender. If you are running Defender as your AV of choice, this information will be available here. It's worth noting that Windows Defender ATP works with any AV of your choice, but this information will not be presented in that specific bar for activity. So again, clicking on a specific alert, and I'm not by no means trying to steal the thunder for my friends, and again encourage you to go. There is, as you look at an attack, there is attacker information, profile information, what they do, interests, what are the regions that they're doing. This profile represent the threat intel dictionary that we have. So this is a demo actor information, but these profiles are being created by our own hunter team. And as I mentioned, we have profile of actors from FireEye, EyeSight, Threat Intel now already baked into this for free of charge. Basically, you can go down and download the report. Incident graph is designed to give you the scope of breach. So for example, in this machine, we see a set of different files here that are together and make this attack happening. And when you click on specific node, if it's filled, if it has a blue color here, you can see it. Basically, it's a dynamic graph that shows you, okay, Sysdebugger is also available on these machines, so pay attention to these machines as you are doing the investigation. You can zoom in on a specific file. You can see the prevalence of this file, how prevalent it is worldwide, how prevalent it is within your org. Obviously, files that have low prevalence number worldwide, and most of the numbers that you see, it's prevalent mainly in my org. In my own org, should raise a red flag. Maybe I'm being targeted within a targeted attack right now. So that's another way. We have a detonation service. You can send it to the cloud. And we have the ability, and that would be the last of it that I'll show you. We have the ability to zoom in by a specific machine. I talked about an actor, specific files, where those files are at, then go into this information. So this information is a set of alerts that were fired on specific machines. If you click on a specific alert, you will be taking back in time, and this bar is the timeline experience. So I showed you the incident graph that tells you where those files are present on other machines. This is the timeline file that basically takes you back in time. These are all the events that were recorded with Windows Defender ATP. You can open specific files here and to see more information. We already have integration with Office ATP for more insights on your inbox. And we already have integration with ATA. If there is some credential theft around the user. So you see you have these process tree to tell you what's happening. Now, that's about it. That's what I wanted to show you about Windows Defender ATP. If you really want to see the power of this product in action, if you really want to see a live attack happening, I really encourage you to join the overview session that we have 9 o'clock. So with that, I'll just finish with what's next. Second bullet point is attend this session that I just mentioned. The first bullet, go ahead and join our trial experience in the Windows Defender ATP page, so the page is marked. So with that, I think I want to say thank you, guys. And I think we are
we have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So yeah. If you have any questions, I don't know if with 5 minutes we'll do an open mic. If you have any question, come here, and Omri and I will address those questions. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.